You're listening to a Communities of Hope podcast, made possible thanks to a partnership with NHS Greater Manchester. In this episode, we visit the Friends Meeting House in Manchester to meet the Sing Their Name choir and learn how they use singing to build community and hope for those bereaved by suicide.
A very warm welcome to the Sing Their Name choir.
Hi, my name is Andrea.
My name's Stephen Hall. I've been coming to the choir for about 6 weeks now. This is my 6th week, and it's going really well. I've been enjoying it.
My name's Frances, and I've been coming to the choir here since 2023, just after it was first set up.
My name is Alice Cann. So today we're in the Friends Meeting House in central Manchester, just waiting for our choir rehearsal to start. So the choir is called the Sing Their Name Choir. It was set up a couple of years ago through the NHS to support people bereaved by suicide. So it's all about coming together as a group of people who've all been bereaved by suicide, doing something positive and also creating that peer support group. There isn't a huge amount of specific peer support or support in general for people bereaved by suicide. The difference with the choir is that we do something together. So we sing, which is good for your mental health, good for your physical health, but also you're going into a space where everyone understands. You don't have to put on a front and pretend you're dealing with stuff that you're not. You don't have to pretend that everything's okay. People just get it without you having to say anything. And I think that's one of the huge benefits. As you walk into the room, it doesn't matter what kind of week you've had, how good, bad, or indifferent it's been, people will understand. They will support you and you can support them.
I think coming to the choir brings me a huge amount of comfort. It's a real community for me where I can come and speak to people about how I'm feeling. If I've had a bad week, I talk to them about it. If I had a good week, and talk to them about it. Because we're all bereaved by suicide, we all understand each other really, really well. And it's just a safe space. It's kind of a bit of a lifeline, really, when you're bereaved by suicide, to be able to come to the choir every week. When I come to the choir, I know that I'm going to sing, which is good for me physically, but I'm also going to be in a room full of people who really understand what we're all going through, and there's always somebody that can offer you support or just give you a hug or just talk to you. And it's also, I think, really helpful to see that there are people who have been bereaved longer than you, so that there are people who have been bereaved 7 and 10 years, and you can see that they are still coping and living, obviously not forgetting the people that they've lost, but there is hope there. So there's an awful lot of hope. I've been bereaved 5 years nearly, and I hope I can offer some of that hope to people who have been bereaved less time than myself as well.
I've seen the Adele and a couple of other people on the BBC News, and I'd been looking to join a choir for quite a while, but I'd not really found one that I was interested in. A lot of them are choral choirs and stuff, which wasn't really my interest. I've lost 2 people to suicide, my mum and my brother, one of my brothers, and when it sort of resonated with me, so I've contacted Adele And it's been from there I've joined.
We rehearse most weeks of the year because the peer support is so valued by all of our members. But we also try and perform on average sort of 4 to 6 times a year. What we want to do is to do performances for enjoyment, but also to share the message that people bereaved by suicide are not alone. We're a group who are always wanting to welcome new people. We wish that there was no one to join our choir, but unfortunately that's not the case. And so by performing in public spaces like we've performed in the Trafford Centre, people get to hear about us, get to understand what we do, and then perhaps can recommend us to people they know who are also bereaved by suicide and looking for some kind of peer support.
The singing is really, it's really good exercise. You always feel better. You always feel more energised when you leave. But also I think the choice of music that Dan chooses for us, some of the songs are very hopeful, you know, we're surviving. Some of the songs are very beautiful and very emotional, and at times when we're learning them we really struggle to sing them sometimes, but you're sort of singing to the person that you've lost. So sometimes I'm singing to Joe, and that is also something that's really nice to do.
It's good fun. I was a bit worried about, because I don't think I've got a fantastic voice, so I was a bit worried that it was going to be something that may not be, you know, they might say, like, on your bike, you know. I think the group offers me, one, I've had a few illnesses just recently, so I was hoping that it would help me with my breathing and also for my cognitive brain activity. You know, it's important to sort of get that when you get to a certain age. I'm 66, so you start to sort of think of those things, of like your cognitive abilities. So I think for those two things alone, it's great. But I just think, you know, that it's coming. I do something else, which I run my own group for men's support group. But this is just for me. I don't have to do anything for anybody else, or can get involved as much as I wish. It's been really warm and welcoming.
Suicide does not discriminate. In the choir, we have lost friends, sons, daughters, sisters, spouses, parents, every relationship you can really imagine. And it's really brought it home to me that it can happen to anybody.
Being bereaved by suicide, there is still a huge stigma around suicide. Certainly in my experience, when I've told people that my sister died by suicide, you can almost feel the tension and the horror from some people, which can make it really difficult to talk about. You can feel like you're really alone. Grief is a difficult thing to deal with. But dealing with grief where you've got this added level of complexity, because there's often huge numbers of unanswered questions, a sense of I should have done more. So being visible and showing people that there are people just like them, bereaved by suicide, but actually who've found this real positive warmth and supportive group who can help carry them through what is a really tough journey, and always will be.
We have socials a couple of times a year, and I don't go out. I don't go out with people in groups because I find it really difficult, but I'm comfortable going out with people from choir. We all understand what we're all going through. But then also performing publicly and raising awareness, because we want to show to other people that you can survive this, you can make progress, you can. You're never going to forget them, you're always going to take them with you, but we really do want to show people that you can do something enjoyable, and you can get enjoyment from doing something again.
The thing that kind of sticks out for me is the friendships that I've grown since being here. There's been quite a few highlights, to be honest. I think one of them was performing at the Baton of Hope last year, and we also performed at Lichfield Cathedral as well for a suicide prevention event. And I think doing things like that, because I'm here and I'm bereaved from losing my sister, and she was very kind of out there, very flamboyant. She was the wild one and I was the very quiet one. So I think every time I do something like that and we go and sing or perform, I'm kind of channeling her, and it really brings that connection back to it. So it's amazing that we get the opportunity to do that and share what we do with other people. So yeah, I think every time we perform, it's a highlight. It's a kind of, this is amazing, I love it.
The main highlights for me, really, I love to sing. I'm not a brilliant singer, but I do love to sing. I love being part of a group. But the other thing is I can talk about my sister Polly, and people know that sometimes I'll get upset, but we can share stories of our loved ones and we can keep their memories alive, and we can also support each other through the dark days and also celebrate the joys that come through realising you've survived another day or another week or another year after losing someone so important to you. So the choir was originally set up totally funded by the NHS, and then after 18 months we've set up as a community interest group, and so we're always looking for people to support us, to fund us and to help us continue to perform, spread the message and just support more people who are also bereaved by suicide and looking for some kind of peer support.
I was really, really nervous the first time I came, but after the first time I'd been with a group of people who really understood what I was going through, I just wanted to go back. And I think that's how it's been for me at choir. But I think it would have been, if it had been an art group or a craft group, I think it would have been the same. It's the fact that you're with the people who are going through the same thing as you are, so they understand and empathise with what you're going through on any particular day. So I'd just say, just go for it, just try it. You never know until you've tried it.
My message to anyone bereaved by suicide who's considering looking at peer support groups in the local area or surrounding, I would 100% say take that leap of faith. I would say put your fears to one side and don't feel that you're going to be judged or there's going to be any stigma connected to your bereavement, which we do feel a lot in community. But I feel like coming to, you know, this choir or to any other peer support group, I would wholeheartedly say go for it. Take the jump, because you will find your people and it really will help you.
Thanks for listening to this Communities of Hope podcast, made possible thanks to a partnership with NHS Greater Manchester.